I envision at some point animal control becoming a jurisdictional issue. So if Branson pays two animal control officers today and has a truck, that's going to be Branson's answer to animal control. Hollister, we have cages and we put them in patrol cars, the SUVs, and we and our officers, every officer is responsible for capturing, and we have catchers and all the gloves and the stuff with us to do that. And so we respond to that. And then, but we figure out, we have our own ordinances, we have all of those kinds of things, but they're companion pieces to the larger county ordinance or the larger partnership agreement, that, so that we're not doing things vastly different than everybody else, but we do some things. And then we have an entry portal into the system. So animal control officers know what the next step is. They're going to take custody of these animals. They're going to transport them to some location, and the animals are going to be evaluated by a professional at that location and determine whether they're adoptable or not. If they're adoptable, they go into some type of a shelter adoption program. If they're not, in a very timely manner, they're euthanized. That's that. And we're not trying to rehabilitate any animals. We're not trying to do those kinds of things. We have, this is a business proposition that, as a governmental agency, we're providing a service to residents that we have assessed is a problem.
And how's that different from what you're doing right now?
I'm a little confused about when you're talking about a pound and an adoption center. Are you talking about two different entities? Someone doing the adoption center and then someone else doing the pound?
I've seen just what are we wanting to
offer. Okay.
Are we wanting to handle the vicious animals, the stray animals, the pound?
Mm-hmm.
Are we wanting to offer, the pound, the taking, seeing that that animal is adoptable and everything, and then adopting it out? Now we're advertising as an adoption.
Right. We do adoptions there. We've done about 200 adoptions so far this year. We have transferred close to 160 animals to different rescue groups all through the country. We just sent four to Colorado. We do euthanize there. If they have behavioral problems, sick and injured beyond repair, anything like that, our average length of stay is 12 days. So we generally get them out as fast as they come in. We do not, if they are a bite case, they do not get adopted. If the owner does not take them back, they're not adoptable. It's a risk to put them back out in the public because we know they bite.
That's the question. How long are we?
We have to hold them for the 10 days because that's what the bite quarantine is. But once the bite quarantine is over.
And generally, when you pick up an animal, what's the state?
12. 12 days.
It
depends on your, well, if it is going by Missouri state statute, we have to hold them 5 days plus a Saturday, so basically 6 days. If it is in the city of Branson, we have to hold them for 10 days. If it's in the city of Forsyth, it's 10. So basically the average is 10 days probably.
And when you start thinking about length of stay, then you think, well, we just cut that time in half, then we're going to cut across in half, and we'll just, as soon as they hit that end of the straight hold, we'll euthanize them, whatever. Well, we find out with the euthanization expenses, it's not as inexpensive as it used to be. It used to be a place we can take them, and I think they were charging 42 or 40.
When we started, I think it was about, plus the gas and expense to drive to Joplin.
So now that is 100, what is it now?
It's over 100 per animal.
It's over 100 per animal plus all the, so when you start looking at whether we hold it another 6 days or try to, do mass euthanization or what, I mean, the numbers are about the same. So, however, what you don't see is the psychological impact that has on the workers. It's very difficult for people to just move mass amounts of animals from the shelter onto a truck where they're going to get you know, there's a final trip. That's not good, you know, in terms of being part of a community that does that and tolerates that, that's not good either. So the larger impact here is, you know, it's going to cost a certain amount of money whether you euthanize them or you get them adopted. And I think that, you know, we have a really robust rescue group list, and we send animals all over the place, as far north as Canada, and have some of them get on some planes, and we send them to different parts of the country. Once you get tied into those rescue groups, it's, you know, we can move a lot of animals.
Well, for instance, this flood, you know, I knew it was coming. The flood was coming before it actually happened. So I immediately got out my rescue contacts and started, you know, reaching out to all of them. I had a rescue that came down from Kansas City 2 weeks in a row. Took 22 animals the first week, 27 animals the second week, so that we could make room for these flood victims. I had no one local.
And that can't happen all the time, but
no.
You know, we.
But there, that's because I had contracts.
And there's a huge network that allows us to get those animals out there, and you know, I think that can be maintained. But you know, I think that we've looked at ways to restructure this thing in backwards and front ways and stuff like that. And if there was a way to make it more efficient, cost less, I think we would have found it. The only thing I could think of is if we. Well, you can eliminate benefits from our employees because we have to do that to all the employees, and you know, that's not appropriate either. So there's just, I just don't know where, in terms of how the program is being run right now, how it can be, it can cost less. If another entity takes it over, you know, they're not saddled with, you know, this legacy or retirement plan. Smaller agency, they don't necessarily have to offer health insurance, things like that, where it's gonna reduce that expense on that that salary benefit side. So there's some ways that a small organization, if they were to take this over, they'd see some savings in terms of expenses. But there's some things in terms of the animals and the care for the animals. There's just
in the training.
In the training.
The training that's involved in that.
There's very little wiggle room on that in terms of how to save some money. It's not the same program was 10 years ago. It's much different.
How much does Branson put into the program right now?
It's 200,000 and some change.
Andrew Hollister.
I don't know.
But with the city of Branson, about 100,000 of that 200 is for field services, the two animal control officers. So they pay about $100,000 for the animal service.
But the money had to come from somewhere for those two employees to pay. I'm trying to see what we're spending right now to operate the shelter, what we could expect to spend to what Caney County would have to have in its budget as a part, and if we haven't.
Well, and like the two officers, they would just be Branson employees. They would no longer be part of the shelter. And that truck and all that. So Branson gets a call to the police department that we have a stray animal out here, and one of those two officers that they already have hired, that their money is being used to pay for, just goes out and gets the animal. But they have to have a place to take it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have. We have a dog pound. I mean, we still have a licensed dog pound. It's a garage, and it still has pens and stuff. It wouldn't come close. It would be totally. I mean, we just take that one down and start over if that's what we have to do. But what we do is, we capture the animals. Mm-hmm. Branson PD captures the animals. Taney County Sheriff captures the animals. And we take them someplace, and so the shelter has no expense of that.
I thought you did go out.
We do now. In the future, in the future, that animal control would be a local jurisdiction issue.
Yeah.
So if
but the repository for the animal.
Rockaway Beach Chief of Police, you take an animal into custody and you put it into the system. Another thing that I am a little concerned about is we need to have the system we put it in has to meet state and federal guidelines. And if we each have to do that, that's going to be hard. There's going to be a lot of duplication of all of that stuff. Where if, in fact, we just do the animal control piece and put them into a system that meets the standards, we only have to worry about that training program once, that all of meeting all of those standards just once because it's in that program. There's two destinations from there. I don't know what you call it. Triage. I don't know what's triage. When they come in and they get assessed, whatever that's called, I don't know what that's called. But you bring them in and they're there for a day. They're in this intake place and they're evaluated and they have one or two routes. They're going to go to heaven or they're going to go to a new home. One of the two.
I was going to say, kind of like
you're
the guy in jail,
but
that wasn't quite
true. Well, I don't know, Sheila. That's just saying, okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, under the model of law enforcement, uh-huh. You know, whether you be a Taney County deputy or a Branson officer, or even in some situations, Hollister officer, or wherever, somebody violates the law and you do a custodial arrest, there is, you know, it's up to the individual jurisdiction, Hollister, Branson, if it occurs in their jurisdiction. They make the arrest and then, through contracts, take them to Taney County Jail, where the sheriff's office houses them. And whether or not they go through the booking procedure and then are released with a bond, or if they are housed, or if they are transferred to another agency, that is the responsibility of the sheriff's office. But the field operation, whether it occurs in Branson, Hollister, Bull Creek, Taney County unincorporated, that the field operations is responsible to that jurisdiction.
Sure. There's a great analogy. Mm-hmm. This is people control as opposed to...
We deal with people control.
But that's exactly the system.
So I can't see our sheriff at all.
I'm not saying that Sheriff Russell has to take dogs in. I guarantee.
I'm just trying to think that. So, if each municipality has their own, and I think even though it's you're going to have you do not take cats. I'm sorry, I thought that long ago, but I didn't. You do not take cats now.
So the only way we're
still going to have the cat issue.
Well, the only way we will take cats in the county, because there are no ordinances regarding cats in the county, the only way we will take cats in the county is through a fee that the person that's bringing the cat in has to pay to us to take that animal, to take that cat. We do take cats in the city of Branson because they have ordinances regarding cats as well as snakes and everything else that we have to
exotic animals
house sometimes. And in Hollister, we do take cats and dogs as well. So,
now, when we talk about who's going to do what and they'll never do this and they'll never do that, well, that's okay. But that's a function of ordinances.
Mm-hmm.
People, we're a society of rule of law. So once the laws are passed, and that's why I say, if this group is formed, that we have to have companion piece laws so that if Hollister and Branson are taking cats and paying for them and doing that, is the partnership going to continue that? Or then everybody, pretty much, we need to have a standard of either we're going to do this or not, because it doesn't work for some of us to take cats and dogs and others to not. And the idea about who's going to do what, I guess, handled by officer might take on a different role, but they are responsible to respond to a cat, just like they're responsible, our officers are responsible to respond to a cat just like they are to a dog. And, I mean, we've had rabbits and chickens and who knows what all. I mean, we've got
goats.
Goats. Okay, so at any rate, I mean, but that's all part of it. But that's a function of ordinances. And at some particular point in time, I'm going to guess that you guys are going to have to figure out where you stack up and where